يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. So to proceed in our readings through this Risala, the small book of the great Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, then we have reached the next section of the book. And as some of the scholars mentioned that this book, Usul al-Thalatha, in the form that we have it now, then it is as if it is a compilation of different smaller Risala of Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. So after the Imam covered in the last section those three matters which are obligatory upon every male and female Muslim, we have come to this next section in which he said, rahimahullah, اِعْلَمْ أَرْشَدَكَ اللَّهُ لِطَاعَتِهِ أَنَّ الْحَنِيفِيَ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. So he began again by saying, or you must know this. And this is an order from the Imam to draw your attention to the importance of this matter. So he said, اِعْلَمْ أَرْشَدَكَ اللَّهُ لِطَاعَتِهِ. So now he's making dua again. He's supplicating for the reader again, just like how he said before, رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ, as he supplicated for those students and whoever reads his book seeking to benefit from it, that he supplicated for their mercy. And this is from the indications that show us the sincere intent of this Imam in guiding the creation of Allah. And in this specific dua, he said, أَرْشَدَكَ اللَّهُ لِطَاعَتِهِ, that may Allah guide you to His obedience. May Allah guide you to His obedience. And this obedience of Allah, obeying Allah, then it includes obeying Allah in everything which He ordered us with. Everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us with, then we must obey Him in that. And likewise, from obeying Allah is staying away from whatever He prohibited us from. So this is from the obedience to Allah, that we do that which is obligatory and that we stay far removed and far away from whatever He prohibited us from. So know, may Allah guide you to His obedience, that the Hanifiya is the religion of Ibrahim. That Hanifiya is the religion of Ibrahim. And then he continues in his sentence, what is this Hanifiya? And na'budu Allah wahdahu mukhlisina lahu ad-din. That we worship Allah alone, and make the religion sincerely for Him. That we worship Allah alone and making the religion sincerely for Him. So this Hanifiya, then this is the straight, pure religion. That straight, pure religion which Ibrahim alayhi salam was upon. And this Hanifiya, yani the linguistic meaning of it, is to turn away, or to turn or to lean in a certain direction. So when the scholars explain what is this religion of Hanifiyah, then it is turning away from all types of shirk. Then it is turning away from all types of shirk to remain upon Allah's straight and pure religion. And then the Imam continued, وَبِذَلِكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ وَبِذَلِكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ. And that Allah ordered all of the people to stick to that way. So this Hanifiyah, this straight, pure religion of Allah. Then it was the religion of Ibrahim and all who come after him. All of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He specifically described Ibrahim in this religion of his and emphasized that he was from the Muslims. So this religion of Islam, then this indeed is that straight, pure way, that straight, pure religion, which all of the prophets and messengers came with. So Allah said, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيثًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Allah said that, which means that Ibrahim was not a Jew and he was not a Christian, but rather he was a Muslim upon the straight religion. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not from those who did shirk. He was not from those who associated any partners in his worship with Allah. And as we said, like the Imam mentioned, that all of the people were ordered with this. And the first and foremost amongst the people were the prophets and messengers who were ordered with this way. So Allah likewise said, ثُمَّ أُوحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Allah said this مُخَاطِبًا, or directly to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then we revealed to you to follow the millah of Ibrahim, to follow the religion of Ibrahim, which was straight. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not from those who did shirk. So this was the way of Ibrahim and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, all of mankind are ordered to follow this pure way. And the Imam continued, after he said, and this is what Allah has ordered all of the people, and خَلَقَهُمْ لَهَا, and He created them for. So it's not only that this is an order for us to be followed, but this is the very essence of our reason for existence, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us except for this one noble purpose. As He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which means, and I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me alone. I did not create mankind and jinn except to worship me alone. And he explains, what is this worship? وَمَعْنَا يَعْبُدُونَ أي يُوَحِّدُونَ. And the meaning of worship, to worship him, means to single him out in worship. يَعْبُدُونَ means يُوَحِّدُونَ, meaning to make your worship one for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدُ وَهُوَ إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ. And the most tremendous of that which Allah has ordered with is التوحيد. The most greatest of that which Allah has ordered with is توحيد. And it is singling him out in worship. And it is singling him out in worship. So we know, as we have covered previously, that توحيد, or the singling out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is of three main categories. So the first is that we'll mention is the توحيد rububiyyah. And this is the توحيد of Allah's worship, or this the توحيد of Allah's lordship, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of all that exists, and He is the sustainer of everything, and that He is the controller of everything. So all of these, that He is the owner, and other than these examples, are from Allah's lordship over all of His creation. Likewise, the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Asma wa Sifat. Allah is one in the perfection of His beautiful names and lofty attributes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the most beautiful, most perfect attributes. which he has described himself with and which he has revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, we know certain characteristics that Allah does not have, those certain things which Allah has negated for himself. So whatever has come in the Quran from the speech of Allah, and likewise in the authentic sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it relates to what Allah is described with, or that which Allah is not described with, then all of these we must believe in and submit in perfectly and correctly in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood these clear verses and clear ahadith about Allah. And both of these two categories of tawheed, then indeed they are, they necessitate the third category of tawheed, which is the main reason for the sending of all of the prophets and messengers, which is the tawheedul ibad, or the tawheedul uluhiyah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the one worthy of worship without any partners being associated with him. So there is no worship that anyone can come with that would be accepted by Allah if partners are associated with him in that act of worship. So again, this tawheed, generally when the scholars speak about it, the scholars of the sunnah, the scholars of Salafia, they mention it as these three categories. And the imam here mentioned that أَعْظَمْ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَوْهِيدُ وَهُوَ إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ, that is singling out Allah in worship. This tawheed is singling out Allah in worship. So the imam here is stressing and emphasizing on this tawheedul ibadah, this tawheed of worship of Allah alone, because this was the main point and the main issue which the prophets and messengers had dispute with their people about. So indeed, the vast majority of mankind, they affirm the tawheed of rububiyyah. They affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and the sustainer, the provider and the controller of everything. But they do not actualize and they do not act upon that belief correctly, and as a result of that, they don't establish their worship sincerely for Allah alone. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ الشِّرْكُ وَهُوَ دَعْوَةُ غَيْرِهِ مَعْهِ, and the most terrible of that which we have been prohibited from that which Allah has prohibited us from, is الشِّرْكُ وَهُوَ دَعْوَةُ غَيْرِهِ مَعْهِ. So the most terrible of that which we are prohibited from is shirk. The shirk, and the imam goes on to explain what is the shirk, so that the readers may be upon clarity, they may know what is intended. He said, "Da'watu ghairihi ma'i," that it is calling upon other than Allah with Allah. So any act of worship that you do, calling upon Allah, then if it includes calling upon anyone else or seeking to please anyone else along with Allah, then indeed this is shirk. And shirk, of course, is it is the most terrible of sins, and it is the most severest of prohibitions. So indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and we'll read the proof that the imam mentioned first. So he said, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and this is the proof for this tawheed, the most greatest of what Allah ordered with his tawheed, and the most terrible of what he prohibited us from, is shirk. It is the statement of Allah, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, and establish your worship for Allah alone, وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, and do not associate any partners in worship with him. So Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, he pointed out that this verse, this one verse, then it includes the greatest order which we have been ordered with, and likewise the greatest prohibition which we have been prohibited us from, which we have been prohibited from. So some of those other verses, which we will mention briefly, is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ, that indeed Allah does not forgive that partners be associated with Him. Indeed Allah does not forgive that partners be associated with Him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ, and He forgives whatever is less than that to whomever He wills. So this shows us that indeed shirk is that which invalidates all worship. Yani it is from that which, it is that which, if shirk is made in any worship, yani seeking to get closer to Allah or seeking to get close to any of the creation, then this indeed is from that which invalidates that worship and that which threatens one to be from the people of hellfire. Indeed, there's also the authentic hadith in which Allah said, "Ana aghna shuraka 'an ash-shirk," that He said, "I am the most far removed from needing any partners to be associated with me." So whoever does a deed and associates partners in it with me, then I abandon him and his shirk. Then I abandon him and his shirk. So in this hadith, or sorry, in this ayat of the Quran, that Allah does not forgive that shirk be made with him, and He does forgive that which is less than that, then this likewise is a glad tidings for the mu'mineen. This is a glad tidings for the people of Tawheed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives the sins. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins from whomsoever He wills. And this hadith is from those great texts which refute the Khawarij. And whoever else has the bid'ah of the Khawarij, of making takfir of the Muslims, declaring them to be disbelievers due to a sin that they might have committed. So the texts prove that even though there will be people from the people of Tawheed that might have to enter the hellfire for some time due to their sins, that indeed the end result of anyone who died upon Tawheed or singling out Allah alone in worship, then even after they have entered the hellfire and even after they have become like burned coals, that they will still be, their end result is that they will be removed from the hellfire and their bodies will be regrown before they're able to enter Jannah. So the end result of a muwahid or someone that dies upon Tawheed is forgiveness and entering into Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So, and this is the what we wanted to cover in this lesson. And just a reminder, these issues of Tawheed and Shirk, then these are the foundations of the call of the Sunni in this life. So Shaykh Muhammad Al-Anjari, as he points out very often and reminds the people of Sunnah, that their risala or their message in this life, in this world, then indeed it is based upon Ihya as-Sunnah, that we strive to revive the Sunnah. And the most greatest thing from the Sunnah, from that which the Prophet ﷺ came with, is Tawheed. It's the most greatest and most important affair of the Sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ came with is Tawheed. And likewise, that we must strive to do imatatul bid'ah, that we strive to destroy any innovations into the religion which are not from it. and the most terrible of all the innovations which have been entered into the religion which is not from it, is indeed shirk. Is indeed shirk. So the call of the Sunni again is striving to revive the Sunan, and the head of the Sunan is Tawheed, and striving towards destruction and the destruction and elimination of shirk, or elimination of all bid'ah, all that which has been innovated into the religion which is not from it, and the heads of that is shirk. And we'll continue with the three fundamental principles of Islam that are obligatory upon the person to know in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.